This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Authorities in Ecuador says a suspect in the shooting death of presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio Wednesday has died after a shootout with police. Villavicencio was assassinated after a campaign rally in the capital, Quito. Videos on social media appear to show Villavicencio walking out of the event surrounded by guards. The video then shows Villavicencio entering a white truck followed by gunfire. He was one of eight candidates running in the August 20th election. The former lawmaker was one of the most critical voices against corruption in Ecuador, especially during the government of former President Rafael Correa from 2007 to 2017. His campaign advisor told the Associated Press the candidate had received death threats before the shooting. Six people have been killed by wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. Richard Bisson Jr., the mayor of the county of Maui, says at least two dozen others were injured and several more people evacuated from the island. One of the fires on the island came so close and so fast that people were literally running into the Pacific Ocean to escape the flames. Kaylee Douglas, a tourist from the eastern U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, said there was a lot of uncertainty as what to do.
And then, of course, like losing your stuff and not really knowing, you know, where you're going to go for the night.
The fires continued to burn Wednesday afternoon, fueled by strong winds from Hurricane Dora as it passed well south of the Hawaiian Islands. Authorities say at least 271 structures were damaged or destroyed in the Maui wildfire. Pakistan's parliament was dissolved by the president on the advice of Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif late Wednesday night. That's according to the president's office. This is VOA News. The advice came 3 days ahead of the parliament's 5-year term expiring. The next step is for a caretaker government to be installed to run day-to-day affairs, followed by new elections to be held within 90 days. An American nurse and her daughter were freed Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks after they were kidnapped in Haiti. That's according to her aid organization. Here's State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We welcome the reports of their release. We have no greater priority, of course, than the safety and security of U.S. citizens overseas.
The Christian group founded by her husband offers medical care, education, and other basic services to people in Haiti's poorest areas. A man in the U.S. western state of Utah, suspected of threatening President Joe Biden, was killed by law enforcement officials trying to serve a search warrant. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports from Washington.
Authorities said FBI special agents shot and killed the man just before sunrise Wednesday, hours before President Biden was expected to land in the state of Utah. Craig DeLu Robertson of Provo, south of Salt Lake City, posted online Monday he had heard Biden was coming to Utah and he was planning to dig out a camouflage suit and, quote, clean the dust off the M24 sniper rifle, according to the FBI. In another post, Robertson refers to himself as a MAGA Trumper, a reference to former President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again slogan. Robertson was also accused of threatening attorneys involved in prosecuting Trump. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Taiwan's Vice President William Lai, a frontrunner in the island's planned January presidential elections, will land in New York on Saturday on his way to Paraguay. VOA's Nike Ching reports on the latest U.S. tensions with Beijing over Taiwan and the expected trip to Washington by Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in September.
Taiwan conducted a military drill in late July, boosting its defense against increasing threats from China. Amid increasing tension between the island and Beijing, Taiwan Vice President and presidential candidate William Lai is set to stop over in New York on Saturday before heading to Paraguay. He will return through San Francisco on August 16. Nike Chin, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.